The district of Seeshelt is two steps closer to replacing the roof on the Justice Service Building. During its April 4 regular meeting, Seeshelt Council decided on the contractor for the project and approved a noise variance bylaw. A staff report included in the meeting agenda states that the building has had many leaks over the last 5 years and demands attention before a significant problem occurs. It also notes court staff have clarified that works completed at the Justice Service Building that would disrupt court sessions need to be completed outside of their operational times. The contract for the Justice Service Building roof replacement project has been given to Metro Roofing and Sheet Metal Limited, and has a budget of $700,646 and will take approximately 40 days to complete. The noise variance would allow the contractors to work between 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Friday, aiming to minimize disturbances during the day. Coun. Diane McLaughlin asked what area will be affected by the expected noise, and who in the community will be notified. Staff showed a map on screen demonstrating the 500 meters radius from the building expected to be impacted by the noise. The perimeter extends to Clayton Avenue on the west, past Medusa Street to the north and ends just before Inlet Avenue to the east. Noting that residents will be affected, Coun. Donna Bell asked what communication will look like with the surrounding community. Staff explained they have prepared a letter to send out to affected residents, and will also be communicating through social media, the newspaper, and door-to-door services. McLaughlin asked that residents of Greencourt be notified, saying that the people there are tenants and therefore have not been notified of changes in the past. Coun. Darren Inkster voiced his support for the project and the importance of getting the roof replaced. He also speculated that the majority of the noise will be directed toward the beach from the building as the other sides are more heavily forested. Council unanimously voted to award the Justice Service Building roof replacement contract to Metro Roofing and Sheet Metal Limited and approved the variance to the noise bylaw needed to complete the work. Jordan Kopp is the Coast Reporter's Civic and Indigenous Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.